This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, listeners, friendly reminder that we now have a Patreon. If you like what you hear, you can support the pod. Each week, we release video casts of the episodes, mini bonus episodes, reviews of clips submitted by subscribers, behind-the-scenes content, merch discounts, thirst traps, and more. Support our work for as low as $3 a month. Just go to patreon.com/girlsonporn.
Welcome to Girls on Porn. I'm Laura.
I'm Rachel.
And we love porn.
This is our porn review podcast.
We talk about what we love and roast what we hate.
Helping you find hot, ethical, just plain better porn for your spank bank.
And we're looking at everything. Before we introduce the topic, we have a quivering little segment for you today.
69 Seconds of Sex News.
We've pulled headlines from the news to keep you informed and horny. Here we go.
Don't call the cops on manatee orgies. The Florida police are reminding residents that if they see manatees lumped atop one another, the animals are not in distress or danger. They are mating. In shallow waters, the orgies can look dramatic with churning water and flailing flippers. But experts have assured Floridians that this is perfectly normal and the sea cows should be left alone. First news out of Florida I've enjoyed in a long time.
Have you heard about The Riz? If you're attracted to celebrities like Adam Driver, Javier Bardem, Pete Davidson, or Mick Jagger, you might be responding to their Riz. Riz, which is short for charisma, means the quality of attracting women by having the most charm in the room, even if they aren't the hottest. The term might be new, but being obsessed with a suave ogre who makes you laugh is a tale as old as time. I should know.
A threesome in Germany landed two women in the hospital. The two women were having sex with a man on a balcony in Braisig, Germany, when one of the women fell off the railing, landing 10 feet below and breaking bones in her feet and legs. Her naked friend then ran down the stairs to help her, slipped, and broke bones in her arm and neck. Somehow the man managed to escape with no injuries. Oof, let's strive for safer sex on all fronts, y'all.
Of course the man got no injuries. Reddit is getting in on dating and hookups. Location-specific subreddits, known as R4Rs, are helping Redditors meet online and off. Subreddits like Dirty R4R, Vegas Sluts, and Hot Wife groups contain folks who might want to meet for sex or just sexed across the country. It's an old-school site that is giving AOL chatroom vibes, and we, personally, are here for it.
Love it.
Woo!
So today's topic...
Yeah, speaking of old school...
Speaking of old school...
Yeah. Is it old school? I mean, I guess... Like, okay, everything we know about, like... current mainstream porn, I feel like, is influenced from this topic.
Yes. Gonzo is a highly influential genre.
Yes. Predates everything.
Amateur. Yes. Porn. Yeah, like ushered in what we now know as like amateur porn in
POV.
All different kinds
yes.
of formats. Yes. Mm-hmm. But this was kind of the first.
Yeah.
The first go at that, the first yes. sort of like format experimentation.
Right. And sort of like, I mean, I don't know if this is, I mean, I'm making this up, I feel like, but it's in like a, almost a response to like golden age of porn style of porn where it completely ignores
upends
plot.
That.
Yeah.
Yes.
It ignores plot. It ignores like having like, it instead like focuses more on just the sex itself.
Mm-hmm.
Close-up shots of action. Fewer full body wide shots,
yeah.
Loose camera work, like even like handheld stuff,
mm-hmm.
less of a production and more of like a no frills, homemade sort of style. And I also, I don't even actually, I'm just thinking this right now, feels like Girls Gone Wild was probably influenced
oh.
by Gonzo.
Oh, totally.
You know?
Totally.
Like,
yeah, Girls Gone Wild is like just
porn and made
it's like Gonzo in a specific world. It's like, let's go.
In a safe for work, sort of, I guess.
Yeah, or just like Gonzo Light, you know? It's like, let's go to spring break and just get girls to take their top. Like, let's go to Mardi Gras and see boobies, like Gonzo style, but like Gonzo is definitely doing something that Girls Gone Wild kind of just like
ignored,
copied, and like diluted a little bit.
Well, I also feel like Gonzo was more. I feel like because it's the porn space, everyone was a little bit, was way more careful, you know, and we'll talk about this later.
Okay.
Because it's in the porn space, I feel like people were at least like, you know, a little bit like, hey, here's the deal, here's what's going on. Whereas I felt like Girls Gone Wild sort of had the air to it of like, these girls just did this and like, you know what I mean? Like it felt a little sleazier for some reason.
Yeah.
It felt a little bit like, I don't like those, everyone seems pretty drunk. And I don't know about consent here.
Yeah, Girls Gone Wild is like, definitely feels like there's eroded consent. And there's like, let's butter these girls up and get them to like show their tits.
Right.
And I was struck, we'll talk, like you said, we'll talk about it more after the break. But I was struck watching On the Prowl how like, there was a sweetness to it.
Yes.
There was a care in the execution, you know, that I didn't expect.
I mean, the name obviously gets its name from Gonzo journalism, which is like the idea of like the reporter being like taking part of the event or like in the event itself, like being in the action.
Yeah.
Which obviously it's what happens in Gonzo porn. It's like it puts the camera right into the action as opposed to being like a sort of thing far off at a stand with a director behind it, you know, like now it's like the gun, like the camera is also like the third person in the sex, you know?
Yes. Yeah. Now this is kind of fascinating. I don't know if you clocked this in the research or like as you were prepping.
Yeah.
But there's a little bit of like who's credited with starting it, you know, like there's a couple of places where it's like, oh, well, obviously Jamie Gillis. Well, obviously John Stagliano. Well, obviously, like,
Adam, I know,
like, Buttman, you know, like, so the main people in play here are Adam Glasser, professionally known as Seymour Butts.
Seymour Butts, huge.
Who made a ton of Gonzo stuff and who also worked with John Stagliano, also known as Buttman. And yeah, they're like credited with starting Gonzo, but at the same time, we also have Jamie Gillis, whose film On the Prowl we're going to talk about after the break. So, like, it's a little bit that thing of like, who do we give credit to for it like blowing up? But it's also the thing of like, like I think Jamie Gillis was like officially first, and then these, like other guys came along and like kind of blew the roof off the house, you know, like
I think Buttman
continued to build on it.
Yeah, yes, Buttman, I think, is responsible for making it a genre.
Yes, yes, for like proliferating it, for like saturating the market
and like
with
putting
it
in the mainstream, and also specifically like when we think about mainstream porn now, when we think about like Jules Jordan, like those sort of videos, and we get those sort of like music video sort of start of like the introduction of the girls, like, you know, like warming their bodies up. Like that's Gonzo porn. That's Buttman. Like that was what he did.
Yes.
And then, and also specifically because he was obsessed with asses and anal, when we think about mainstream porn and we think about those big oiled up asses, like almost like in like a fisheye.
Yes.
They're so close up. That's Gonzo, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a huge, it was a huge turning point, I think, in the history of porn.
Yeah.
And really heavily influenced the porn that we still see today.
Yeah. Worth noting that the Seymour Butts won the Best Gonzo Series at the 99 and 2000 AVN Awards, too. So they are credentialed, recognized.
Yeah. We're talking about like late 80s, 90s, 1989 was Adventures of Buttman.
Yeah, we should have said.
And
yeah,
like John Stagliano was huge. He also was like a mentor and producer with Tristan Taormino for her video series of The Ultimate Guide to Anal Sex for Women.
Yeah.
He started Evil Angel. You know.
There are some allegations about him that we should mention.
Yes.
This person does not have a squeaky clean reputation by any means. There are some sexual abuse allegations against Stagliano that we take very seriously.
For sure.
No surprises there, unfortunately. Yeah. Like it's just like people be in the porn space exploiting their power. Obviously we don't like, these are allegations, so we're not gonna say we know what happened. But
I also kind of wonder, I don't know, this is getting like a little, but like people who are in the industry for a while, I'm like, do they like lose the boundary? Like, there obviously are people who don't do this, but like, does something happen where they're like, they get sort of like lost and they're like, oh, I can just touch, you know what I mean? Like, whoever,
absolutely.
You know, like,
absolutely. I think that I could very much see that happening, especially if you're making gonzo style stuff where like consent is a little slippery, it's rushed, it's like, and you're kind of used to just being like, hey, I'm going to take this. I'm going to put my hands on this. I'm going to be involved in this.
I've been doing it for
30
years.
And that being almost like what you're used to and just kind of grabbing at stuff that like the expectation that like that, that erodes consent. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And the expectation is like, everybody should know that I'm just going to
do that,
grab them at any given moment.
Well,
like, that's just part of who I am. You know, like I could see that individual like passing that blame along to just like the culture of how they exist in their own world. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that should never actually take someone's consent away. And I believe that's what happened. You know, like I believe that this person is just like in a position of constantly just like taking what they wanted.
Yeah.
Without
like,
do
their minds
going
sort
through
of
a thorough consent process. Yeah, I do. Yeah. I think that's truly what happens. Like it's a level of privilege. It's like
Ron Jeremy, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, I think he's just like, I don't know. I've been, you know, I'm like, you know, is he just totally forgot how to.
And I think when you're in those spaces, you're like not bothering with consent because you feel like it's implied, but it should never be implied.
And to be clear, like, I'm not like giving these people a pass. I'm just trying to figure
out. No, I don't think you are either. I think we're just getting inside
figure
of
out,
that
like,
world.
How does it happen going from someone who's so well-respected and like works so often and was one of like the, you know, where.
That happens in Hollywood too. Like you reach a stature of power.
It's
and
always
just,
like the old guys that are
just
like
given things.
Slap them on the ass. You
and then you feel comfortable just taking things that weren't given, you know? And when you have that level of power and stature and you're in a sort of bubble of that privilege, like there's not a lot of people around, if any, being like, hey man, like where's the consent here? You know?
Yeah. It's like all this.
Like it becomes this like, of course, like grab her, you know, like.
Right. And it can happen to anyone. Like Bill Murray just got accused for like pushing, like crossing a boundary, you know?
Because
he's, like it's like, you know, these people, typically men, who have like, you know, been around for a while and are just like, oh, wait, I, I can't.
Sometimes women too, though, you know, like.
For sure.
I didn't go deep on the Lizzo allegations, but like, if you're in like a position of power, sometimes you throw that power around
and you just sort of forget,
like, you know, fail to make space for others and fail to like really navigate consent and fail to take responsibility for the power that you wield because you have to so anyway, that's heavy. We can move on from that, but you know, I do think it's good to cover it because these kind of like gonzo does kind of, it's loaded with dubious consent.
Right.
It's loaded with like,
you're
just,
reaching
get in
out,
this
grabbing,
car,
you know,
and let me grab your tits. And it's like, I wouldn't advise most people go along with what's happening. And what's kind of great about the original gonzo, like on The Prowl that we'll talk about, is that like, it's a very consenting performer who's female. And then it's like, oh, lucky boys, you know, like you get to come in this car with this chick.
Right.
And so the dynamic is a little less loaded and a like little less fraught from a power perspective.
Right.
But we'll talk about them more after the break.
One last thing I want to say, there was this, there's an essay called Crackers and Whackers, The White Trash of Porn. Constance Penley said that John Stagliano did for anal fetishism what Woody Allen did for neurosis.
Speaking of problematic
people. Of, exactly. Which I was like, huh, that's sort of
it's
funny.
An interesting correlation.
Yeah. Also, Jamie Gillis, someone that we've talked about a lot in the golden age of porn. He was extremely prolific. He's done so many movies. He's been in some of the biggest movies in the golden age of porn.
Yeah. Which enables the gonzo because what you see it is people are like, oh, yeah, I know you. I know your work. You know, like, which makes people feel more comfortable getting into a limo to shoot something. Yeah.
Doing heavy sort of production value, a script.
Yeah.
Lights, camera, action, the whole thing. And then just totally subverting that or like going in the, you know, in the opposite direction.
Yeah.
And exploring what else porn could be, I thought was really cool. And also, I didn't know this, but On the Prowl inspired a scene in Boogie Nights.
It did. Yeah. I was like, we should talk about this.
Yeah.
There was an interview with Jamie Gillis talking about like, oh, they've like made this beautiful thing I'm proud of into like an ugly thing. Like it's featured in like the later act of Boogie Nights is like kind of the decline of these guys. Like, hey, let's just do this shit where we like get in a car and grab her and like, that's fine. And you can like, fuck this guy.
Because I didn't remember that. I actually don't remember it in Boogie Nights.
Yeah, I haven't watched it in a while. And I was like, oh yeah. Like it's kind of on the like decline, you know, like it's like part of the downward spiral is like where it's positioned in the story. And I have to look at it from like the perspective of P.T. Anderson being like, they're not even making movies anymore. You know, like, because he's a filmmaker. Yeah. Like, I feel like it's the judgment of, like, look at this sloppy shit. But I actually am like, well, hold on a second. Because, like, what Jamie Gillis was doing was, like, really groundbreaking and, like, unconventional and, like, challenging. And so I was glad to watch it because I was like, yeah, this is a different thing than how it's depicted in Boogie Nights. Like, it has a different tone to it.
Right.
For sure. But, you know, you got to make story in a movie like that. So they're going to, like, kind of skew it a certain way. But... Mm-hmm. Yeah, so let's take a break and then we can talk about On the Prowl.
Let's do it.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Okay, so as promised, we're going to talk about On the Prowl.
Yes.
This was created by and stars Jamie Gillis. It also stars Renee Morgan, a performer of the time.
Do we have a year for this?
Oh, actually, because it's a whole series. Oh, first one is 1989.
89.
The first one's 89.
The year I was born.
This is the OG. This is the original, filmed in 1989. Full disclosure, I only watched like the first half hour. Did you watch more of it?
I didn't. I mean, I just sort of like skipped around after the first half hour, but like I didn't have time to watch over an hour's worth of porn today, you know?
I understand.
Not today.
I'm not calling you out. I'm just being transparent with our listeners and like maybe some crazy shit happens in the second half that we missed.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes I do watch the full hour, you know?
You
me.
Usually do.
Yeah.
You often do. I can't usually resist. The delinquent who's like, I can't be bothered.
No, I was too busy sexting with somebody, so I... couldn't
that's
focus.
Important. Yeah. Okay. That's
priorities.
Important. So we open up with like, so Jamie and
Renee
in a limo, and then
Linda.
This woman and fucking Linda.
And he goes, man, we got Linda here. I don't know what, you know, maybe we'll throw her.
Maybe we'll throw her out of the car. Maybe we won't. Maybe we'll get rid of her. Maybe we won't. Linda is the weirdest fixture of this feature. I was like, what is Linda doing here? Is it Glinda or Linda? I couldn't quite tell.
It's Linda. I don't know.
She literally like looks like your PTA mom neighbor who's like along for the ride. Like she does not look like she's of this world. She does not look like she's happy to be here.
No.
I'm like, maybe she's like the fucking production manager is like, sure, I'll sit and fucking whatever.
Yes,
you know, like could not figure out what she's doing
there. Paperwork. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. She's got the release forms and it was like checking for liability. So we're driving around our little
in San Francisco.
Limo in San Francisco.
He's going to get an espresso. I love his dialect.
Because
it is a certain time and place that like existed in like the 60s or the 70s that like really died off. We lost it. We got flatter. But it's like, oh, it like warms my soul. You know what I mean?
His way of speaking. Yeah. He feels like he almost sounds like a 1970s broadcaster or something. He's like, I need to get an espresso so I can make it through the night. Listen, fellas, we're going to take you to this car here.
And
this lovely lady here, you know, you can do whatever you want to her, you know,
I think it'll be entertaining.
If you want to do like more serious stuff, you know, we got condoms for that.
Very reportery because he had a microphone and so did she. And then they were like outside of that nightclub and they're like, so here we are outside of this nightclub and maybe we'll go to a dyke bar. Maybe we'll pick up some girls.
Yeah. Oh, pick up some guys, maybe a couple dykes. We'll see. And then they get like kicked out of the club, which I love that they like included, like they're outside of the club and the security guard's like, yo man, you can't be filming here. Get out of here. And he's like, oh, do I need to get out of here? Okay.
Yeah. He's like, oh, I have to pay for this? Then I'm not doing it. Yeah.
Yeah. And then they find these two guys on the street and they're like,
my favorite part was when he asks them their names. And the one guy's like, Sean? And he's like, Sean? S-E-A-N? He's like, no, S-H-A W-L-Y? No, it's L-Y. He's like, Shawley?
Oh, yeah.
He's like, what kind of a fucking name is that?
Oh, yeah. I forgot it had the L-Y. I remember saying that and be like, I must have been confused what
like,
his name was to begin
with. What fucking name is that? I loved that.
Yeah. Yeah. So then he tells him, he's like, hey, and like, this is where we get the recognition where he's like, so, you know, this is Renee and she's a professional. And
yeah.
And they're like, yeah, I recognize you. I know your work, you know? Mm-hmm. And he's like, well, great. Like, lovely, fellas. If you want, you can hop into this car here and, you know, just fool around a bit. Like, whatever you want
to
do.
We're looking to have a good time, you know?
Yes. And then the first guy, he's like, so what do you think of that? And he doesn't even say, like, get the fuck in this car. He's like, how does that? He's almost like, how does that make you feel?
Yeah.
He said, like, what do you think of that? Like, kind of a crazy question. What's your reaction? You know, like, he's not even like, yes or no. He's like, how you feeling with me pitching this? And then the first guy kind of turns to his friend and is like, I don't know, what do you think? And then the second guy's like, no problem. Which is like a really funny response to like, I'll do it. Like, no problem.
Condoms. He's like, you know, and then she was like, well, one at a time, because they're not going to fit in the limo. And he's like, well, we can't separate them. They're friends. Which I loved.
Yeah. So then they're all three. We kick Linda out. Linda's like
Linda,
kicked
move
to the curb.
Yeah.
Linda like just gets out of the car and like pleasantly smiles as she like wanders down the sidewalk. And then we get all three in the car. They're a little jammed. And then she starts making out with the first guy, who I think was a little more hesitant to begin with.
Before they sign a release.
Right. We do show footage of them signing the release. They even talk about like,
you're not,
you know, you don't
get
have to be
money
credited, but if you want to be credited, you can make up a name, like whatever you want.
Right.
I do love that they showed that, you know.
Same. I think it's important.
Yeah.
And he's like, you're not going to get any money for this. And he's like, but you could probably never see it. And he's like, when is it going to come out? Or that's later, I guess.
What's it going to be? Later. He's like, what's it called? What's it gonna come out?
He's like, I don't even know.
He's like, I don't know what it's called yet.
He's like, we're just kind of messing around. We're just kind of making it up.
But they're covering their release forms, you know?
Yeah, so smart.
It really is like you're actively seeing the experiment.
Yeah.
And then they start fooling around.
Uh-huh.
Renee is the woman is kissing
with
the first guy.
Shawley.
Second guy is kind of like
Carl.
Getting into it too. Uh-huh. Carl, thank you. He's playing with her tits. He's like, he starts sucking on them. You know, he knows how to get down. He knows how to like join in the fun.
Yeah, we're getting some threesome vibes. We get Jamie holding the camera, who's kind of like moaning, who's into it. He's like, oh yeah.
He's like, oh, this is fucking hot.
Yeah. She starts sucking, like going down on Carl. And Shawley is like, sorry, he's not up to the job yet. And Jamie's like, it's okay, bud. Like, you're not getting paid for this. So you don't have to perform. Like, no worries. He's like, you don't have to do anything. Yeah, you don't have to do anything.
You're not getting paid. Yeah. You don't owe me anything, you know?
Yeah.
I actually, like, loved that part of it. Because they also go on. She goes on to fuck Carl.
Right.
He, like, pauses for a second. Like, kind of loses his boner. But, like, is still doing kind of an impressive job.
Yeah.
And I love that Jamie's like, hey, man. Anybody in your shoes, like, wouldn't
have
been able to get hard.
Nine out of ten guys
in these circumstances won't ever get hard. Believe me. I was like, what a sweet.
I know.
You know what I mean? Like, he was like a lovely coach.
Yeah.
You know? Like, that's the particular detail, like, that kind of thing that I was like, this isn't how it's depicted in Boogie Nights.
Right.
Like,
no, it's it's really it's considerate,
you know,
because you can also tell like Sholly's like embarrassed that he's not getting hard because after Carl comes, you know, also like Carl puts the condom on backwards. They kept that in.
Yeah,
I loved that. And he's like trying to get hard. He's like, do you want some head or anything? And he's like, I don't know, like little guy won't get hard. It must be too drunk, man. And he's like, oh, it's fine. Don't worry about it. Like, yeah, no big deal. And then after like Carl comes, Renee's like, okay, one down. Like, who's next?
Yeah.
Which yeah. I loved.
She had a nice attitude about it too. It's yeah. very different than, cause it's, I think it's Heather Graham and Boogie Nights who they're carting around, you know?
Yeah.
And
no, she's like stoked.
She barely has dialogue, you know, but like Renee is like, I'm a professional. Like I take what I do very seriously.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like she said, and like, she makes a point to like take the mic and advocate for herself a couple times before they get in the car.
Right.
And I was like, I like that. I like that. She's not just being like, I'm dragged around and going along with it. Like she's like, we could do this. I want to do this. You know, like she's speaking for her own consent, and that makes a big difference to me.
Yeah.
I was startled at like how cool I thought this was.
Same. You know what I mean? I'm like, watch the whole thing now. You know?
Same. And I was like, I get that this is like upending genre. This is doing something experimental and unconventional. Right. Like, I really I thought it was dope. I get that Jamie Gillis is like, oh, my delicious little thing. Like, you know, it looks so smutty, but like it was such a sweet thing. And I was like, I have to agree with what he's advocating for.
Same.
You know?
Here for it.
I also briefly was like, are these really like Carl had a big dick.
He did.
For a second I was like, is Carl a performer and this is all staged?
I don't.
But I actually thought, like, with the nature of, like,
I don't think
Sholly, Sean being uncomfortable and them kind of like stopping and go, I was like, I think this is fucking real.
I don't think that a performer would accidentally put his. He also comes in like 3 minutes.
Yes.
You know, he put a condom on backwards. I was like, this is a real guy. You know?
Yeah.
This is 100% a real guy. Yeah.
Yeah. I really thought it was.
Yeah.
And we also kind of know it was because, like, there was something in a Wikipedia detail where like one of the performers in this got in trouble with, it was like in the military, and it got out that he was in this. So yeah, I think these are literally just like dudes on the street, which is
cool.
Like that they don't do that anymore in porn and like understandably, but like the very staged, like, yeah, what do you want to do? You know, like this had that actual like sweet vulnerability to it. I'm astonished myself for saying. Anyway, great film.
Yeah.
Was into it.
Should we talk about Lady Gonzo?
Let's talk about Lady Gonzo.
Yeah. So this is actually nominated for Gonzo Series of the Year at the XBiz Awards in 2020, featuring some very favorite performers of mine personally, Abella Danger and Joanna Angel, and Juan Lucho later. But this is like Joanna Angel's, you know, I just like have so much respect for her because she is like such a like a auteur and like porn fan, and you know, she's like been like making films for so long. Like, she always was like trying to, you know, she started Burning Angel where she was doing some more alt girl, like she used to be a Suicide Girl and saw like a hole in the market for like her aesthetic, and then she was like, I'm gonna do Lady Gonzo, like I'm gonna be the person with the camera, you know. I just think she's really fucking cool and smart.
And she's great at it. She's really like vocal and like enthusiastic. You know, like I liked her behind the camera. I'm like, oh, fuck, that's hot. Like, we want to make you come as many times as you like. How many times do you want to orgasm today? You know, like similarly, she's like a great coach. You know what I mean? Like, it's a really fine line, and you need the person behind the camera to be like genuinely turned on and into things.
Positive.
And like enthusiastic, but never like
lecherous.
Cornering, never like, exactly. You don't want them to be like aggressing the person that they're shooting, and like that can be a delicate dance. And
100%
yeah
So we get a classic sort of Gonzo style little intro vid of Abella Danger and her sexy outfit, a lot of close-ups on her epic ass. She just recently won most epic ass. It's like natural and it's huge. I mean, she has like my dream body. And she also loves anal. And I also love that about her because I similarly love anal. and like, she's like, I can't remember what the question was, but it was something about like, how much anal have you had? And she said like, not enough. And I was like, sick. And I also loved, like, again, like, this is my favorite thing about sometimes about like lesbian porn in mainstream spaces, but it's like just girls complimenting each other.
You know?
Where they're like, you're so hot. Like, look at your body. Like, you're so, like, I don't know if you've seen Bottoms yet, but there's it's so good. But there's a scene where like the girls are just like, one of the queer characters is complimenting like the popular girl. And she's like, you're so skinny. Like, you can eat a hot dog. You can eat a hot dog with a bun. That's how skinny you are. And I was like, 100%. Like, we've all been there being like, God, you're so like, you're so skinny. You can literally wear anything, you know? And you're like, that's you just having a girl crush.
Yeah. Yeah. That's cute. I got to see it.
Yeah.
So yeah. So we start with like a Bella, like just kind of modeling for us and yes. like cameras like all over her. Like mm-hmm. we've got shot of Joanna shooting her, but then we yes. also got the footage from Joanna's camera.
Which after I thought we had yeah. that.
Yeah. Which was nice.
Yeah. Just to kind of see the third person in the scene being the camera, you know, yeah. it was important.
Yeah, it was like meta Gonzo.
Yeah,
Gonzo,
yeah,
Gonzo, Gonzo, yeah. and Gonzo. And then after we have that little conversation about orgasm, she starts to chill off uh-huh. and then squirts like right off the bat.
Crazy. I'm like, I'm never that hydrated.
I know.
Never well, in my
life.
Before
I ever shoot.
Been...
I think that she's
yeah,
like
she was
coming in.
Chugging water.
She's
yeah.
coming in like fresh and hydrated yeah. and lubed. You know yeah. what I mean? Like uh-huh. she's ready to go. And then she plays with a bubble wand. She's mm-hmm. blowing bubbles. And then we take the like stick, like the tube of bubbles.
Lube it up.
And get that in her ass. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And like start with just like some crazy experimentation. And then yeah. we have our male performer come in. I did not know who this guy was.
Juan Lucho. Yeah.
Juan Lucho. Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
So he comes in fully tatted up. And
yes.
And like there's an interesting dynamic of like, again, the way that Joanna sort of like interacts and does it. Like there's times when she's not involved. There's times when she kind of jumps in and like
directs.
It's like, fuck it, eat my yeah, pussy yeah. too, yeah. you know, and they kind of go back and forth. And then there's times when like she's just holding the shot of Joanna riding him. And yeah, it's a little bit sterile because we're like in a yeah. warehouse kind of thing. You know, we're in a
yeah,
studio.
Like on a platform. Yeah.
You know, like that's the only thing that sort of takes away from it, but like for me personally, just because I don't want to fuck on like a table.
Yeah. But there's also like the cameras involved too yeah. when they're having like a threesome, like yeah. the cameras around, you know.
Yeah. So there's like that to navigate. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. they have like really great playful chemistry with each yeah. other. And
I feel like Joanna
all of these
and
performers
Bella
are really committed. Yes.
Have really, really strong chemistry.
Yeah.
Like I was actually more turned on. Like my favorite part of this whole video was when Joanna was like fucking her in the ass with the bubble wand.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
like I'm a big fan of like not inanimate objects, but like, cause when I was watching this, like when I was clicking through earlier, like, you know how, like if you watch like bound porn or any sort of shibari, like they have a dildo on a pole.
Yeah.
I thought it was that.
I see.
And I was like that. I love that. That's hot
yeah.
to me, you know?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I thought that that's what was happening, but it's still, I mean, it still is really hot. And I really loved like the two of them together. And they were like, she was like, I hit on you. Like when you first entered the porn world.
Yeah.
And she was like, I hit on you too. Like they have like such great chemistry, and I was so I really
it was
like
sweet.
Watching the two
yeah.
of them interact.
Yeah, I have to agree. Yeah, and it kind of felt like when he was in there, it was like almost like he just came in to be used. You
yeah,
know? Like he
yes.
was just like a cock and a body to be there.
Mm-hmm. He was a prop
for like the yeah. He felt like more like a prop, which yeah. was again kind of
I love to see
kind of cool, like yes. a lovely way to subvert the genre. You
uh-huh,
know,
100%.
I honestly, I could Jill to both of these.
Yeah, both like, of these definitely were yeah. hot to me. You know.
On the Prowl, like, didn't quite get there in the first chunk because, sure. like, they're in the car and the sex is really fast and, like,
yeah.
but the conceit of it turned me on, you know, like.
100%. 100%.
The convention of it is yeah. hot. Like, just the spontaneity of it feels cool to me. And I right. feel like, I haven't watched the whole thing, but I feel like when I watch the whole thing, there's probably going to be a scene or two that I'm
but
like,
you're
fuck
like,
it.
Oh,
like, the next one after the one we watched is, like, a chick just, like, in the back of a little, like, porno store.
Yeah.
Like, topless and just being, like, fondled, and I was kind of like, yeah, fuck her against that wall, you know, like
hot.
It's hot.
Yeah.
And yeah, and Lady Gonzo's fucking hot too. These hot tatted ladies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is nice,
as it turns out.
This is a nice little history lesson too today. I feel like we learned a lot.
Yeah.
And we hope you did too.
Hope you did too. Yeah. And I didn't expect to like be as taken with this as I was,
yeah.
you know, because
what
it has become
yeah.
in so many sections of mainstream porn now. I don't want to watch Gonzo porn, but the origins of it
right.
is a
it's
different
important
story.
To know. You always yeah. have to know your history, you know? Well, thank you so much for listening to Girls on Porn. You can find us on Instagram and TikTok at Girls on Pern. That's porn without the O. On our YouTube, youtube.com/@girlsonpern. Website, girlsonporn.com. And also on our Patreon, patreon.com/girlsonporn.
Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe if you haven't already. And know that when you drop us a 5-star review, it really means a lot to us because it helps us sort of counterbalance the totally cold one-star negative reviews, simply because we're talking about porn. So thank you for that. And if you want us to tag you on Instagram, we'd love to. Just drop your handle in your review.
This has been Girls on Porn, the only GOP that's actually any good.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.